The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think we've all taken trips that were not convenient. Sometimes those trips are out of necessity. So if we're almost out of gas, we'll go 5 or 10 miles off of our route just to make sure, right, we can get to our destination. But other times, inconvenient trips are not out of necessity, but they're out of love. So, for example, if you have an elderly relative who is in a nursing home 2 towns over, it's not convenient per se, but to make that trip is an expression of love, basically telling your relative they're worth the trouble. It's one reason why I occasionally make trips to Tennessee to see my sister and her husband, why I routinely make it up to Lafayette to see my mom and dad to let them know I love them and they're worth it. This idea of an inconvenient trip out of love comes to mind in the very opening words of the gospel today. And for those of us who aren't as familiar with Holy Land geography, it might be a throwaway to you. We heard that Jesus was moving from the district of Tyre by way of Sidon into the region of the Decapolis. I heard a scripture scholar once say that's kind of like saying Jesus wanted to go from Washington, D.C. to New York by way of Atlanta. Just, it's not convenient and it's not, in fact, it's actually inefficient altogether. But the idea here is that Jesus is making this trip out of love for that man, the man who is deaf and mute. He wanted to go to him, let him know that he knows him, that he sees him, and that he's worth the trouble, that I'll go great lengths to pull you away from the crowd, to let you know this, and to speak a word to you. That word is ephphatha, which means be opened. It's one of those rare times in the Gospels where we don't translate the word. It's in the original Aramaic. It would have been the very syllables that Jesus would have spoke. A few other examples are when Jesus raises the daughter of Jairus from the dead. He says, "Talitha cum," which means, "little girl, arise." And also on the cross, we hear, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," my God, why have you forsaken me?" So to hear the very syllables of the words of Jesus today is quite powerful. And really, that one word, we could say, could arguably sum up the entire mission of Christ. Be opened. He came to remove the barrier or the blockage of sin for humanity to become capable of receiving his saving word, healed by his saving grace, and enabled to speak his saving word. So the man's infirmity is not inconsequential. This idea of being deaf and mute helps us understand the gift, the human capacity for hearing and speaking. We'll start with the gift of hearing first. Of course, other animals in the animal kingdom do have that sense of hearing where they can hear sounds, perceive them. But we have a unique capacity to hear the voice of God, right? Through Scripture and through prayer. If we have this tremendous capacity, why do so many of us have a tough time hearing God? I would argue that in some ways, through habits and through decisions in our life, we've made ourselves deaf. This happens through maybe constant noise we have filled our lives with, whether it's the radio or the television or movies or kind of surface level conversations. It seems like when there's a moment of silence, we become immediately uncomfortable. We've trained ourselves to have noise. And God can't break through sometimes when there's all that noise. Sometimes we've made ourselves deaf through maybe not noise, but activity. If I am constantly spending my life going from one thing to another, I am never in a spiritual posture to be attentive to what the Lord might be speaking to me. In other ways, we've made ourselves deaf to the Lord by maybe having that tendency to be a bit self-absorbed. And we are so intent on our own plans, our own goals, our own opinions, that we're not attentive what the Lord's plans are or His perspective on things. And even worse, not only are we not attentive to them, we cease caring. Like we don't want to hear Him. And even for those of us who do block out some of the activity and block out some of the noise, when we actually do sit down to pray, we're just talking at God and we don't expect Him to speak to us. We're never actually receptive to His saving word. So we have this tremendous gift of hearing the Lord, and the Lord wants us to be opened. And also the gift of speech, right? This gift of communication, to use sounds from our lips with our breath to not only just communicate to other people, but to communicate to God and ultimately to praise God. But you all know that so often we abuse our capacity of speech in so many different ways. So oftentimes we use our speech to use foul language or to gossip about the faults or failings of others. Sometimes we speak hurtful words to our spouse or to our children or to our classmates or our teammates. The Lord gave us the gift of speech to speak His word and to praise Him. Think about that little prayer we do before the gospel just a couple seconds ago, where we do that sign of the cross on our foreheads that we might receive His word, but also to speak His word, that His word may be on our lips. If you are not used to saying the words, praise God, or praise the Lord, or praise Jesus, let's just build that habit of praising Him more often. That's why the gift of speech was given to us. And even further, to get used to speaking testimony. This is what happens in the gospel today. As soon as the man can now hear the word of the Lord and his mouth is opened, he can't shut up about what the Lord has done for him. He goes all around the district of the Decapolis telling other people. I think that's what the Lord gave us the gift of speech for as well. Let's also be attentive to the means by which the man was healed. The details, they're actually kind of gross. They're very gritty. You read closely. First of all, he touches the man's ears. And then he spits in his hands. Then he touches the guy's tongue. And then he looks to heaven in a way of invoking the power of God the Father. And then he groans. In other translations, it's he sighs, which shows the power of the Holy Spirit. So the whole Trinity is active in this healing. And this gritty healing reminds us of that other episode where Jesus heals the blind man by spitting in the dirt and making mud and spreading it on his eyes. These details are also important for us to know. The Lord wants to heal sacramentally. He takes the earthly, the physical of this world, to elevate us to the supernatural. So he's telling us today that if he wants us to be opened, he will do so through the sacraments primarily. To go to the confessional, where we actually speak our sins, we hear the absolution spoken to us, is how he heals us. Even at the Mass, taking wheat and grapes, this gritty stuff that is pounded and mashed and fermented in many in case, makes us open to his saving grace. And even I mentioned baptism this morning because many of you know that since the 7th century, since the 600s, a part of the rite of baptism has included the Ephphatha prayer, where the child actually hears those words and the priest literally touches the ears of the child and touches their lips, telling them, soon you will receive his saving word and soon you will speak his word as well. So for each one of us who have been baptized, the Lord has told us, be opened. And I want to tell you this morning, the Lord has gone out of his way for you. Not for the crowds. He has gone out of his way for you to speak his saving word, to tell you, you are worth the trouble, that I want you to be opened. Let's make the resolution this morning that first of all, we want to hear the Lord. We're going to make time for silence in our daily life. We're going to make time in our prayer to actually try to listen to his divine voice, to block out all the noise and activity that is in our world. Let's also make the resolution to use our gift of speech to praise him more regularly. The Lord went out of his way to speak to you a word today, and he tells you, be opened.